This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In recent studies, we've amplified the outline that enhances our understanding of the focus of the New Testament book of Romans. The focus is the key to abundant living. Paul's first point in Romans is the universal need for salvation. Now let's continue to look at the available provision of salvation found in Romans 3:22 through chapter 6. In chapter 6, Paul affirms that when we trust in Christ for salvation, God frees us to live for Him. We don't have to sin anymore. We are free to choose life by obeying Him. Paul's reason is that Christ died to sin once for all, and since the resurrection, He lives to God. In Romans 6:11-13, Paul says, "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness." This exchanged life is what salvation is all about. The Christian life is about inviting Jesus Christ into your life as Master, and then letting Him live out His life through you. You do this by obeying His promptings and offering yourself and the parts of your body to Him, for Him to use as He chooses. When you by faith ask Jesus Christ to become your Savior, your life comes under His control. You're under new management. Paul sums it up in chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."